In Texas, crowds are getting ready to watch grown men stay on top of bulls. Commentator Kim Lane has this preview of entertainment in the Lone Star State.
The air in Texas has become ripe with the smell of cedar pollen and manure, which can only mean one thing. Soon there will be tickets to purchase, sticky cement stairs to ascend, and large quantities of beer and raked dirt to wash out of your hair. If you're lucky, it'll be flung dung night, and upon entering the building, you'll be handed a complimentary foam frisbee-like disc made to resemble a brown cow pie. Hee-haw, y'all, it's bull riding season. The arena floor will have been stripped of its usual ice and sports paraphernalia and divided in half, unlike hockey, which calls for a full rink in which to detach a cornea and splinter a femur. Bull riding only requires half a rink. Somewhere backstage, a Zamboni with a front-mounted gurney attachment will be warming up. The competition will begin with riders taking turns attempting to impersonate a hood ornament on a bucking, hairy and horned 18-wheeler. Most will not last the required 8 seconds, and for those riders who fail in a particularly pathetic and unflattering way, there will be merciless chiding and mocking from Gizmo, a surly senior rodeo clown occupying a hallowed spot inside the rink where he mostly hurls insults via his Madonna-like headset and crouches inside his gore-proof barrel. The final event, and by far the most interesting, will be a competition called $100 the Hard Way. Any spectator over 21 who cares to sign a medical waiver will be invited into the ring to try and snatch a $100 bill tied to one of the bull's horns. Breathalyzer tests will not be performed before this event. As the competition begins, you will see a group of large, softened people attempt to run for the first time in 10 years. You will see in vivid red colors the extreme disadvantages of a papery thin human body when pitted against a large leathery steamroller. You will witness embarrassing airborne acrobatics and mouthfuls of stinky soil. At some point, you will bury your face in your hands and wonder aloud why the promoters didn't up the ante and make this competition worth risking a life for. The person next to you will lean in close and say that if they offered more money, then more people would be inclined to do it. The way it is now, only the people who think $100 is actually a lot of money give it a try. Thus, any loss is acceptable. You will not reply back to him or make eye contact, but somewhere deep inside, you will concur.
Kim Lane is a writer who lives in Austin, Texas.